Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Ready for more good news about great things going on in the world right now, about which the regular media aren't telling you? Here's today's story. Did you know that some people alive on this planet today may never die of old age? It will never be possible to eliminate the risk of dying by accidents. However, the progress in research in some branches of aging and disease prevention and rehabilitation are obtaining remarkable results. Brilliant researchers are getting closer to the day when it will be possible for humans to turn off or repair the genes that age bodies. There has been significant progress in repairing injuries or the ravages of diseases that, up to now, were considered permanent. For example, some people paralyzed with a severed nervous system in their neck may regain mobility. Some people who are blind or deaf are regaining the use of those organs. There have been recent breakthroughs that may make it possible for cells to be rejuvenated to youthful vitality. Death is a process where different tissues, organs, and systems cease function over time. Medical professionals today are able to save lives further in the process of dying than was possible even a few decades ago. Current research indicates that it will be possible to save lives even further into the dying process in the future. So, what if people who have died by today's definition of death could be preserved to deliver them to physicians of the future who can cure or fix whatever was causing death and make them once again young and healthy? That transportation technology may already exist. Organic structures stored at liquid nitrogen temperatures pretty much cease metabolism. For humans, this process is called cryonics. There are already several hundred people stored in liquid nitrogen for their ambulance ride to future medicine. At liquid nitrogen temperatures, they can wait as long as necessary. If you doubt this technology might work, realize that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people alive today who were once embryos stored in liquid nitrogen. Isn't it amazing what human minds can create? That's the good news for today. Come back next Wednesday for another positive development here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.